Hello.
Tell me, where'd you get the idea to recreate the sounds of the Big Bang?
Well, actually, it came from a little boy. I write a column in Analog Magazine every other month, and a couple of years ago, I reviewed some work that had been done by some people who did a balloon flight in Antarctica, where they measured the small-angle structure of the Big Bang, and they represented their data as having measured the sound of the Big Bang because the temperature variations they were measuring reflect sound waves and compression and expansion that was going on 300,000 years after the Big Bang when the cosmic microwave background was radiated. And so I wrote a column about this called Boomerang, which is the name of the project, and the sound of the Big Bang. And about a month ago, I got an email from Annie Johnstone saying that her son Daniel was doing a science project about the Big Bang, and they'd come across my column on the web and mentioned the sound of the Big Bang, and she wanted to know whether it had been recorded anywhere so that he could play it for his class. And I had to say no because, you know, nobody's ever thought to do that. But then it occurred to me that it wasn't really very hard to do.
How do you go about doing this? How do you go about recreating something that happened 13 billion years ago?
Well, there have been some recent measurements by NASA satellites of radiation that was released about 300,000 years after the Big Bang. And what one finds, if you look very closely at this radiation on a small angle scale, is that it has a structure that represents temperature being high or low in certain places in the sky. And the people who measured this characterized it in terms of frequencies, essentially sound frequencies that were present in the early Big Bang. And I took those and used them in a computer program to make the sound that you hear.
John, we have the sound that you've recorded to simulate the Big Bang right here in our studio, so let's give it a listen.
Okay.
What are we actually hearing?
You're hearing frequency-shifted sound waves from the Big Bang that were measured by a NASA satellite. Moved very far up in frequency so that the human ear can hear them. You're also hearing the sound waves dropping in frequency as the universe expands, and you're hearing the sound get more intense as the cosmic microwave background becomes stronger and stronger and then falling off as it becomes weaker and weaker over the first 700,000 years of the universe.
Now, how possible is it to give us the sound of the actual moment of the Big Bang?
At the instant of the Big Bang, something rather spectacular was going on, namely a process called inflation, where the universe was expanding much, much faster than the speed of light in a very rapid period. That stopped after, I don't know, picoseconds or less, and then the Big Bang proceeded to expand at a much more leisurely pace. We don't have any data that represents that inflation period when there must have been something that really sounded more like a bang.
By the way, how did the 11-year-old science project turn out?
Well, after I made the file, the first thing I did was to send it by email to his mother, and she sent me back an email message saying that thanking me very much and saying that the science project had been a great success. So I was very, very pleased to hear that.
What's next on your agenda?
Well, this is not what I do for a living. I do relativistic heavy ion physics at RIC.
RIC?
Yeah, RHIC, or the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider at Brookhaven. And we have some very interesting data coming out of our gold-gold collisions there that seem to have destroyed most of the theories that existed before the machine ran, and we're trying to understand what's going on, and I'm spending most of my time doing that.
Sounds all pretty physical to me.
Right. Well, we bash gold nuclei together at nearly the speed of light, and we make a fireball that looks something like the first microsecond of the Big Bang. So perhaps there's some connection between this and the sound file.
John Kramer is a physicist at the University of Washington in Seattle. Thanks for taking this time with me today.
Thank you.